Creeping towards the gas tanks was the biggest, bloodiest, thirsty pirate I'd ever seen. He was hobbling along on his wooden leg, staring at us with his one good eye, grinning an evil grin, and waving his sword. Holy smokes, he was coming to get us! Did pirates eat dogs? I'd never heard of such a thing, but... Can you take any more of this? I'm not sure I can. I mean, I was there. I lived it. I saw it all with my very own eyes. But I'm not sure I can bear to tell about it. And don't forget about all the little children who might be listening and watching. What do you think? We could quit this story and go to another one. I've got many other stories, and they're not nearly as scary and terrifying as this one. Keep going. Okay, you asked for this. There we were, scared out of our wits and livers. I managed to fire off one squeak of a bark in hopes it might slow down the pirate. And then I shifted into gear and highballed it out of there. To the machine shed, Drover! The cowboys are up there and maybe they can save us. Fellers, we ran for our lives. If we could make it to the machine shed, maybe our cowboy pals could fight off this horrible villain. I mean, they had hammers and stuff in there. And maybe if all four of us mounted a defense, we could... Holy smokes, I could hear the pirates' blood-chilling laughter behind us. And even worse, when I dared to throw a glance over my shoulder, I saw that he was coming after us. I could even hear his wooden leg thumping on the ground. Faster, Drover, he's coming! The little mutt was pumping his legs as fast as they would go. Help! Murder! My leg's killing me! Oh, the pain! Drover had practically confessed that there was nothing wrong with his leg, and yet... Well, we sure as thunder didn't have time to stop and discuss his so-called bad leg. We went streaking all the way up the hill and didn't slow down until we saw the machine shed up ahead. There we went to full air brakes, slid right up to the big double doors, and dived inside. Lucky for us, Slim and Loper were there doing some shop work. Clanging, banging, welding, yelling, grinding, doing all the things they have to do to keep the machinery running. Slim was under the welding hood, kneeling on the floor and welding on a piece of metal. Maybe I should have barked a warning, but there wasn't time. And besides, I was out of breath, so I had no choice but to... The back of his shirt had come untucked, don't you see? And all at once it occurred to me that... Well, it resembled a tent, a nice, cozy tent. Maybe there'd be room inside his tent for me, you might say. Why not? We'd been pals for many years. We'd slept in the same bed, eaten off the same plate, ridden in the same pickup, shared many adventures together. So it seemed perfectly natural, perfectly reasonable that... I mean, if Slim had known that I was being chased by a wild, screeching, dog-eating pirate... I'm almost sure that he would have wanted me to jump inside his shirt. In fact, he would have demanded it. That's the kind of friendship we had, tested by fire and time, true to the bone. I knew it would be a tight squeeze, but I had a feeling that I could do it. I dashed up behind him, and in a flash, it was my lousy luck that I'd forgotten about my nose. A dog's nose, by its very nature, is wet and cold, right? And okay, Slim was under the welding hood and didn't even know I was around, so when my cold nose came into contact with his bare skin... Meow! Gee whiz, I suspected that Slim could move so fast or jump so high. I mean, welding rods and cord and slag hammers went flying in all directions, and so did the welding hood. When his feet came back to Mother Earth, he whirled around and... Gosh, His eyes were flaming. I knew at once that this incident was going to put a strain on our friendship, so right away I switched over to looks of remorse and tragic wags on the tail section. A lot of times that'll turn a bad situation around, don't you know? Especially if we put our hearts and souls into the presentation. That's what I did, and also squeezed up a little smile that said, "Oh, Slim, were you inside that shirt?" I had no idea. Look, I can explain everything. A pirate was trying to eat me. He leveled a finger at me and said, "Hank, if you ever cold nose me again..." He wasn't able to finish his threat because at that very moment, the dreaded pirate appeared at the door of the shed. His one horrible bloodshot eye looked straight at me. My gaze was locked on him. He uttered a chilling laugh, and I tried to growl back, but... well, it came out sounding like something else. A gurgle or a yodel. It wasn't my usual manly growl, but what's a guy to do? I kept waiting for Slim and Loper to respond to this emergency. I mean, here was a notorious pirate walking right into our machine shed, and Slim and Loper were just... you know what they did? They were watching the whole thing and grinning. Hey, what about fighting him off with hammers and clubs? What about rushing to the aid of their head of ranch security? What about lending a hand to defend the ranch against... He lurched another step in my direction, the pirate did, and his sword ripped through the air. Okay, that did it. It was clear by then that I would get no help from my so-called cowboy friends. So I was forced to go to drastic measures. I did what any normal, red-blooded American dog would have done. I turned toward the north wall of the shed and prepared to blow a hole right through the middle of it. Yes, sir. If nobody was going to help me, I would have to help myself. The trick to knocking down walls and blowing holes in the sides of barns is acceleration. If a dog can go from a standing start to the speed of light in just a matter of seconds, he can ruin his nose and knock himself silly without making the slightest impression on the stupid wall. As I lay there, flat on my back, staring up at the mud dauber nests on the ceiling joists, I heard laughter. The laughter of two overgrown children who pretended to be cowboys and who were always quick to laugh at the misfortunes of others. Slim and Loper. One of them said, "Alfred, you scared that poor dog half to death. Where'd you get the pirate suit?" "Huh? Alfred? Pirate suit?" I staggered to my feet just in time to see... you won't believe this. Okay, we can call off the Code 3. You thought we'd been attacked by a notorious pirate? Not at all, and I'd never been totally... this will come as a huge shock, but I can now reveal that the pirate was actually... little Alfred. No problem, no big deal. See, the boy and his dad had been staying up late at night reading Treasure Island, a book about, well, pirates and stuff. And Sally Mae had ordered Alfred a pirate costume out of a catalog so that he could play... what was the name of that guy? Hi-Ho Silver? Gung-Ho Silver? Some guy named Silver, a pirate with a wooden leg, and Hong Kong Silver? And a patch over his eye, and I guess he went around waving his sword all the time. King Kong Silver. And scaring people and dogs. Anyway, you get the picture. Alfred had put on his costume and had come out on the porch to see if he could, well, terrify his doggies, I suppose. But he hadn't fooled me. Not even for Okay, he'd fool me for just a little while, but as far as me believing that we actually had a real live pirate on the ranch, Long John Silver, there we go. So what we had here was just a simple case of mistaken, although I must admit that my feelings were pretty badly damaged over the deal. I'd always known that Slim and Loper were shameless jokers, but what really broke my heart about this deal was that their childish ways had rubbed off on little Alfred. And now that the scary part was over, I realized that Alfred needed to be shunned. With my nose throbbing and my eyes still watering from the wall experience, I held my head at a proud angle and marched out of the shed, past the jeering masses and the tiny minds who had nothing better to do than goof off and make jokes. As I passed Alfred, I beamed him a sad look that said, "Well, this is the end of a long friendship and a glorious career. You leave me with no choice, Alfred. I'm resigning my position with the security division and quitting in disgrace. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be gone. Goodbye." It was a tragic moment. One of the darkest moments of my entire career. Not only had I lost my home and ranch, but they had lost me.